HKX Mobile.
Morning, Fred. I was wondering if you're still going to be there.
Not here for that long, though. I'm near my QTA. Just figured I'd stop by and say hello.
I know you're ready to go in there and find that nice, warm pillow.
Oh, please, Patrick. I wish, but that won't be the case today. I got a few projects on my mind today. I'm planning on looking at 2 years.
I missed the last little bit of that transmission. The fan on the truck kicked on.
I wish it was that simple, but I got a few ideas. I want to see if this is doable with radio.
Well, hopefully everything goes smooth for you, and it goes like you planned it for it to.
If it works or not, this is just some oddball ideas I've got a few ideas for. But actually, let me go and say 7-3. I'm about here with the black lead. Spot where I really cannot get on this computer. Help you have a great day, man. 7-3, go for a headache. I'll be clear after your appointment.
7-3, Fred. Good luck. Have a good day. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
And this is KO4EEE, mobile, outside Greenville, on 85.
Good morning. This is KO4HKX. Patrick, I missed your name on there. 4EEE, Dilusia.
I'm still here. How am I sounding this morning getting in the repeater? I'm thinking I need a better antenna because reception's kind of scratchy and about 75%.
Good this morning. I missed your name, though.
Jeff?
Jeff, I knew we had talked before, but I couldn't remember what it was.
Radio on each morning when I'm going into work, and sometimes I catch people, sometimes I don't.
I'll be on here this time of morning. I'm usually coming down the mountain. So if you're ever around, just give me a call. I think you work for the Greenville Water Treatment Company. Is that what I remember right?
For the city, we move water to Rewall.
Just trying to make sure I had the right person in mind there.
They put me on a leaf stack truck, so I was sucking leaves all day. That was an interesting day.
Noisy one too.
Very noisy, very very noisy and tiring. I got home, ate some food, went to bed.
Out of the around the water reservoir, I guess.
I got home, ate some food, took a shower, and went to bed. I was wore out. That pipe, that hose that they use is heavy and takes a good bit of movement and muscle to get that thing where it needs to be.
Where it does. It's not no real bitty hose either.
Turn them out in the day. I got 40 here in town.
It was 27 this morning when I had come down the mountain. I'm down the mountain right now, and it's 34 over here, and on 25 just above Traveler's Rest.
For another good, clear, sunny day. It got warm out there, though, I tell you what. Maybe it was the exercise I hadn't anticipated on.
Had something to do with it. Exercise usually puts some extra heat in there. But yeah, it's supposed to be nice and warm today, just like yesterday.
Little bit of that.
Saying it's supposed to be nice and warm, just like yesterday.
Hoping for. Because working out in the cold kind of stinks. I enjoy my job. I do a lot of stuff outside. It's a little bit, well, quite a bit better than factory life because you get to see that ball of fire in the sky. But when it's cold and rainy out, that's when it kind of stinks.
One of those factory jobs for a while also. I went to work when it was dark, worked in the dark, and then left when it was dark. We made x-ray film, and It was a rough time there when that was going on.
Third shift job. And the night you were off, you were up doing something. You come up with the most interesting things to just try to work on. Keep your mind busy and let the time pass. But it is a lonely shift on third.
It is. And we work swing shifts. We work a rotating shift. And you work 7 days and seven nights a month.
Doing that where you worked a couple of months on third and then you worked a couple of months on like first or second. I just was like, nah, that's too much change.
Constant rotating shift, so you never got used to anything.
It's a hard one to keep for sure. Hats off to the people that can do it though. I kind of like things to be, you know, predictable and on a schedule.
Much younger then, so it was pretty easy back then. But I can't imagine trying to do it now.
Pizza stuff for about 10 years, and that was an annoying thing to deal with too. Because Friday and Saturday nights when everybody was out doing stuff, there I was in the kitchen, either cooking or cleaning, and that stuff got old. I went back to school and said, to heck with this.
When you're that young and you're always working Friday and Saturday nights, it's hard to have any kind of life.
Just it. It seemed like when I would find a hobby I would like to do, they would schedule me during that time when I would be otherwise doing that hobby.
About this hobby is you can do it night or day, anytime you want to.
I agree with that. Well, I've reached work. I got to get ready for the day, so I'll say 7:30 to you. Good talking to you again. You have a good morning.
You too, Jeff. Have a good day. Enjoy the beautiful weather they say we're supposed to have, and it's supposed to be up to 65 degrees, I believe it was. So have a great day. KO4HK, and I'll be clear.
I'll be clear.